So guess what's due out tomorrow? The inflation report. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 11th day of March. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, we'll talk about gas prices in the U.S., President Biden to offer tax breaks for families and lower health care costs. We've got some IPO news for you. No more cameras at Airbnb rentals. Is your phone causing stress? A new report says yes. We've got the Wall Street Report, and can a Minneapolis mall be redesigned to thrive again? Those stories, plus you'll meet Brandon Pollard from Impact. We're going to talk about rural and urban poverty and what that organization is doing to help thousands of people in distress. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Want to find us on X, formerly Twitter? It's at IOB_NewsHour over on Threads, Insight on Business, Facebook page, yeah, Insight on Business, the News Hour. A key inflation report is due out tomorrow morning, and the bet is that higher gasoline prices may keep inflation well above the Fed target rate of 2%. And while it is true that inflation has come down over the past year, that 2% figure seems to be elusive. CNBC is reporting that economists expect that prices across the broad spectrum of goods and services will rise by 0.4% on the month, just ahead of the January pace of 0.3%, all of this according to the Dow Jones consensus. Excluding food and energy, the increase for core inflation is forecast at 0.3%, also 0.1 percentage point above the previous month of January. On a year-over-year basis, headline inflation is expected to show a 3.1% gain, and core inflation a 3.7% increase, when the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics releases its latest reading on the Consumer Price Index tomorrow morning. Though it has fallen sharply since its peak in mid-2022, inflation's resilience almost certainly will assure no Fed rate cuts at its meeting on April 30 to May 1st, and possibly into the summer. All of that according to current market pricing. Markets were rattled in January when the CPI data came in higher than expected, and Fed officials shifted their rhetoric afterwards to a more cautious tone about easing policy. All of that had Wall Street in flux as investors anxiously await that early morning report. The numbers from today, well, those are coming at you in just a bit. One of the reasons the inflation report may be higher is the current price of gasoline. According to AAA, gas prices today are about 20 cents a gallon higher than they were back in January. Today, the national average is $3.39 a gallon. Of course, that figure is impacted by higher prices in the western states of California, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington state, as well as higher prices in Illinois, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. A year ago, a gallon of regular gas nationally was $3.47 a gallon. Here in Iowa, the average price of a gallon of gas, according to AAA, is $3.13. But in the greater Des Moines metro where we're at, it's running at $2.97 a gallon. Clearly, where you live makes a difference. Now let's talk about you, your family, and your household budget. The Associated Press is reporting that President Biden on Monday released a budget proposal aimed at getting voters' attention. What is it? It would offer tax breaks for families, lower health care costs, smaller deficits, and higher taxes on the wealthy and on corporations. Unlikely to pass the House and Senate to become law, The proposal for fiscal 2025 is an election year blueprint about what the future could hold if Biden and enough of his fellow Democrats win in November. The president and his aides previewed parts of his budget going into last week's State of the Union address, and then they provided the fine print on Monday. If the Biden budget becomes law, deficits could be pruned $3 trillion over a decade. It would raise tax revenues by a total of $4.9 trillion over that period and use roughly $1.9 trillion to fund various programs, with the rest going to deficit reduction. The president traveled Monday to Manchester, New Hampshire, where he called on Congress to apply his $2,000 cap on drug costs and $35 insulin to everyone, not just people who have Medicare. He also advocated for making permanent some protections in the Affordable Care Act that are set to expire next year. Social media company Reddit is looking to go public and raise some $757 million in the process. The AP is reporting that the company said in a regulatory filing that the IPO will include 22 million shares of Class A common stock. Reddit is offering approximately 15.3 million shares, while the selling stockholders are offering about 6.7 million. Reddit anticipates the IPO will be priced between $31 and $34 a share. At the midpoint of that range, Reddit could raise about $451 million, and it plans to use those proceeds for general corporate purposes, taxes, and possibly acquisitions. The San Francisco-based company said that the underwriters have reserved, at its request, up to 1.76 million shares for sale at the IPO price through a direct share program to eligible users, members of its platform, certain board members, and friends and families of certain employees and directors. Reddit, which began back in 2005, had more than 76 million people on average visit the platform every day in December, and that according to a letter from co-founder Steve Huffman that was included in the filing. And by the way, Reddit has more than 1 million unique subreddits. It really is an interesting social media space. You can check it at reddit.com. That's reddit.com. No more security cameras allowed at Airbnb locations worldwide. The AP is reporting that the San Francisco-based online rental platform said it is going to simplify its security camera policy while prioritizing privacy. Airbnb had allowed the use of indoor security cameras in common areas as long as the locations of the cameras were disclosed on the listings page. Under the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise decibel monitors, which are only allowed in common spaces as long as the location and presence of the devices are disclosed. Airbnb expects the policy update to impact a small number of hosts because the majority of its listings do not report having indoor security cameras. The policy change will take effect on April 30. A new report out by the Pew Research Center tells us that nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them. In a survey just released, Pew also found that despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. The survey comes as policymakers and children's advocates are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationships with their phones and social media. Last fall, dozens of states, including California and New York, sued Instagram and Facebook owner Meta Platforms for harming young people and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly and deliberately designing features that addict children. In January, the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and other social media companies went before the Senate Judiciary Committee to testify about their platform's harms to young people. Despite the increasing concerns, most teens say smartphones make it easier to be creative and pursue hobbies, while 45% said it helps them to do well in school. Most teens said the benefits of having a smartphone outweigh the harms for people their age. Nearly all U.S. teens, like 95%, have access to a smartphone, according to Pew. As we reported earlier, Wall Street took a breather today and closed mixed. The Dow picked up 46 points to close at 38,769, while the Nasdaq finished the trade by shedding 65 points to end the session at 16,019, and the S&P 500 fell by 5 points to 5,117. The word on the day on Wall Street was caution, as investors wait for the inflation number that comes out in the morning. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude gained 13 cents to close at $78.14 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury gained just a bit to close at 4.098%. And finally, there is this, and this is about rehabbing a mall to bring it back to life. For years, we've shared stories about the death of shopping malls, something we frankly don't understand, because why not shop in a climate-controlled environment with all the shops together? We don't get it. But now, according to the Wall Street Journal, there's a rehab going on in Minneapolis. So if you renovate America's oldest mall, will people come? And that is the $400 million question at Southdale Center in suburban Minneapolis, where Simon Property Group is investing in what could be the mall of the future. It aims to join the ranks of the top properties, which saw strong rent growth and record leasing volume last year. The good malls are thriving, one industry watcher says. Work on the 1.1 million square foot property continues, but it already features luxury apartments, an extended stay hotel, and a high-end fitness center with a pool and pickleball courts. Why not? All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about rural and urban poverty, and what Impact is attempting to do to solve some of the crisis. My guest is Brandon Pollard. We're talking funding to programs and a whole bunch of things dealing with poverty. And thanks for listening.